WMFO Medford. That's local band Love Love with a track called The Garden. They're so good. I saw them up in Salem, Gulu, I think. Gulu is the club right near where Samantha Stevens' statue is. And, you know, I just love, 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 love. You could see from that song how good they are. The talent around here is nuts. Oh, hi, everybody. It's Mike. It's WMFO. And I'm here from 9 to 11 a.m. Doing freeform. And I'm so happy. And my voice is really happy to... you can talk. Cassidy McGuinn is here with me again.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hello, hello, hello.
Your voice was happy. Is happy.
Yeah. Yeah, I've had a weird week, and it's really nice to have my friend here from, you know, college years ago. And
Who is it?
I don't know. It's whoever, the guy walking on the street
right,
down there.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know. But welcome back. It's the
Mike.
Second time in a month or something.
I know. And I also did, I sat in on something about the one with Sue a couple of weeks ago, too.
You did. I know. Well, hopefully this isn't going to be the start of another little hiatus for you.
Hopefully not.
Well, that doesn't sound very...
And hopefully next time my nephew will be able to join us.
Mm-hmm.
He was going to come today, but he was sick.
Mm-hmm. Hi, Chris. I was hoping that you would be in. I had a helicopter fly in, especially for you. Private joke. This means nothing to anybody.
Private joke.
All right, so I'm really happy you're here today. We've got 2 hours of this. And freeform, too. I play 5-song sets. The first song always starts out as what I call new noise. It's something new. You'd never would have gleaned that, I'm sure. And the 5th song of the set is really my favorite song of the set because I get to play something that either nobody's heard in a long time, just like, wow, I used to like that song like a million years ago. It's good to hear that again. Mm. Or it's something new. Or something I've never heard before. It's like, oh, I just found that to be new. And it's nothing like new music. That's what I try to do anyway.
So totally agree.
We'll see how I do. All right, so at 9:03, almost 9:04 in the morning, let's start off with the first new noise, shall we?
Yeah.
And as I told you when we were walking in, I'm gonna start with the same album and artist that we ended with last time, Chantel McGregor, our friend from the UK, has a latest album. It's all live. It was all recorded in one show, all the way through, all live stuff. And it's phenomenal.
I bought it after hearing it when I was here last time.
Yeah, it's nuts. Well, I played a 13-minute song to end the set last time. But this time, it's a live track from her, I think it's her second album. And it's a great song called Killing Time. It's a live version from Chantel McGregor, New Noise. This is WMFO. Welcome, everybody. Thanks for tuning in.
Take the fall. Used to be a skeleton. I remember when you were down and you needed a helping hand. I came to feed you, but now that I need you, you won't give me a second glance. Now I'm calling on citizens from all over the world. This is Captain America calling. I bailed you out when you were down on your knees. So will you catch me now? I'm falling.
Catch me now, I'm falling. This is more like it.
You're listening to WMFO Medford.
I put my fist through my alarm clock with its ding dong death inside my ears. Mama says be glad you're working, but I don't feel that way this year.
I'll be on the foe. Mike on the mic here along with Cassidy McGuinn. Hi, Cass.
Hey, Mike.
Yeah, so the fifth song of that set, Little Blackjacks, kind of Boston royalty, long time ago. Dreaming of Saturday Again.
Good old days.
With Johnny Angel there on lead vocals, who I've gotten to know a little bit since doing this thing, which he's out in California these days, and he's still recording music, and I've played some of it over time. But you know, and he made an interesting comment that I related to you, Cass, just a second ago. He just said, you know, if we did that song now, it wouldn't be able to be.
We were commenting on the sound.
And times are different. I mean, they couldn't say those things because of the whole PC thing. But Dreamin' of Saturday Again by the Blackjacks. Elvis Costello and the Attractions before that, from the Armed Forces CD back in 1979. That was Accidents Will Happen. which is a truism. They will.
It's certainly true in my case.
let's just move on. Before that, the Kinks, Cast Me Down and Falling.
Yay, God
from,
Save the Kinks.
From Catalog with a K. Thanks for that suggestion there, Cass.
Can never go wrong with the Kinks.
That was awesome. And 8 Miles High by the Byrds. From 1966, it says, Fifth Dimension.
Yep.
We saw them back at a club that is
we
that
saw
is
Roger
no
McGuinn.
More. Roger
right.
McGuinn, well.
The late great night stage. Oh,
yeah,
boy,
that was quite the thing. And I remember that we had really good seats. It's not a bad seat in the house there.
No, there was not.
It was quite an interesting place. And then the show ended, we thought.
Yep.
Yeah, and then he said he's going to bring somebody out, a friend of his, who he thought he might give a break to. And who was it?
Elvis Costello.
Yeah, it was Elvis. So that was quite a show for us. And before that, starting off the set for New Noise, new from Chantel McGregor, the latest record is called Buried Alive, B-U-R-Y apostrophe D. That was Killing Time, a live version of that from her Lose Control record. She's just amazing.
She can shred.
She's amazing. She's a lovely person, too. Really, which matters.
Yes, it does.
It matters a lot.
It sure does.
Yep. So we're going to continue on with some more New Noise. Really excited about this one. You know, Cassidy and I have been going to the Newport Folk Festival for decades. You started this whole thing. And, you know, we've seen Mavis Staples there many times. Sometimes, believe it or not, on the side stage, really,
yeah.
Which is a treat.
Yep.
Smaller audience. And she's teamed up with Nora Jones on a new record called Nora Plus Mavis.
Should I tell them this story?
About, yeah.
I was just telling you.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So Nora Jones has a side band called Puss in Boots. It's kind of a country band. Mm-hmm. And they played the Newport Folk Festival. And they brought Mavis Staples out. And they did I Shall Be Released from Dylan. Mavis left because, of course, everyone wants to sing with Mavis. They played Puss in Boots played a few more songs. And then while they were tuning up, Nora Jones just kind of stands there. And she says, I want to go on the Mavis ride again.
Yeah. It's true. I mean, you know,
we all want to go on the Mavis ride.
And it's like at Newport, like all of these outdoor festivals, not all of them, but the good ones, at the end of the show, you'll just see all kinds of folks flow back on stage for a big finish. And Mavis was everywhere.
Oh, God. She's a force of nature.
Yeah. So anyway, we digress, but it was okay. From the new record called Nora Plus Mavis. This is a great release. I can't wait to hear the rest of it. Mm-hmm. It's called I'll Be Gone.
Yay.
It's New Noise here at WMFO, right here in Medford.
Far from here, gonna make it my the darkest nights I've ever known. If the mandolin wind couldn't change a thing, then I know I love ya. Oh, the snow fell without a break. Buffalo died in the frozen field, you know. Through the coldest winter in almost 14 years, I couldn't believe you kept a smile. Now I can rest assured, knowing that we've seen the worst, and I know I love you. Except, of course, my steel guitar. 'Cause I know you don't play, but I'll teach you one day, because I love you.
animals talk? Why do dogs have wet noses? Why is an 11 pronounced 1T1?
Kids ask a lot of questions.
Why do I have a belly button?
But you don't have to know every answer.
Why is the ocean salty?
Because you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent.
Why are there 50 states?
There are thousands of children in foster care who don't need every question answered.
Why is pizza round?
They just need you. For more information on how you can adopt, go to AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
I'm listening to the radio.
Tufts Freeform Radio, WMFO, Medford.
Brava!
So it's WMFO Medford. For all of you want to be an actual Jewish people, you know, not only are we in the middle of the high holidays, but I'm just going to make a comment about that. I'm quelling about that song because it's, you know, it's that we ended the fifth song of the set there was Todd Rundgren along with Donald Fagen back just a couple of years ago, a record called White Knight. It's called Tinfoil Hat.
Love
and,
it.
Yeah. And what were you saying? I wonder which parts of the song were influenced
part is
by.
Which?
Yeah.
And Mike's reply was, "You keep working on that, Cass."
Yeah. Yeah. Such a good collab.
I love it.
As the kids would say, you know, collab. I'm too old to say that.
Should we tell people you were talking about the Jewish? We remember Tom Ellis. his infamous comment.
Yeah, we used to. Cass and I went to school at I went to a bunch of different schools, but we went to school at Suffolk University. It's right near Bullfinch Place, where Channel 7 is.
Yeah,
and I used to see Tom Ellis walking sometimes.
Who was a news anchor back in the 70s and 80s? For people who don't remember.
And during Hanukkah, he would get on the air. I swear to God, and say, "I want to wish all our Jewish friends Happy Chanukah."
Happy Chanukah.
This is what he did, and he was not the brightest bulb in the world, but he was, he was Tom Ellis. true story.
And he was on the air for 40 years in Boston, so he did something right.
Yeah.
That's a tough market to stay on in.
So just before Todd Rundgren and Donald Fagen, wow, Mike Viola, local music here from Mike Viola.
So good.
Who plays with a band called the Candy Butchers, or did play with it. I just love his stuff. He's right around here. I think he's in Brockton, I think. Sorry, Mike, if people go to your house now.
Right.
it was a record he did called Lurch, the Strawberry Blonde. Absolute genius. And our friend Al Petulis knows him well. And he says that Mike would be happy to come in here someday. So maybe that'll happen.
Hint, hint.
Thomas Dolby, by request from Thomas Ruprecht.
Such a beautiful song. And that's a true story.
The Best of Thomas Dolby is what I got that from. Retrospectable. Retrospectacle, it's called. Yeah, I didn't make that up.
Nope.
One of our submarines, and what's the story behind that, Cassidy?
It was, about his uncle, who served on a submarine in World War II. And actually, I was just reading about it.
Mm-hmm.
The story he knew for most of his life from his family was that the submarine his uncle served on went down on maneuvers, which he says in the song, during the war off the coast of England, and it's kind of about the futility of war. And since then, he found out that because a lot of records have been declassified, the story's more complicated than that. Actually, they were on duty in Tunisia, and the submarine was sunk by Italy. They were tracking an enemy warship, which they sank.
Oh, wow.
And then they dropped depth charges on them, and the submarine went down.
Wow.
Very moving song.
Yeah, Thomas Dolby, one of our submarines. Thanks for that background there, Cass. And thanks for the request, Tom Ruprecht.
Yeah.
Just before that, Rod Stewart. Oh, boy.
Ooh.
Every Picture Tells a Story was the record Mandolin Wind.
So beautiful.
Yeah, I mean, what a vocalist. And as Cass was saying, he has that ability as a singer to sell the song.
And to write. He wrote it.
Yeah.
And just makes you believe every word.
And who was on mandolin?
The Faces backed him up, and that was Ronnie Wood.
Yeah. The Blackjacks. They ended the last set. Norah Jones, featuring Mavis Staples, was the new noise from a record called Norah Plus Mavis. How they came up with that title, I'll never know. I'll Be Gone. But the two of those voices together, like you were saying, Cass, and anybody, Mavis makes everybody sound great.
But Norah can certainly come up to her level. Not many people can, but she can.
Well, you can.
No.
I've heard you sing.
No.
All right, no, I've never heard you sing. I'm a liar.
Contra blessings, Mr. Newman.
Okay, 9:53 in the morning. New Noise. This is an interesting collaboration. G Love and Special Sauce has a new record out. They're doing the whole record is collaborations, and this one's with Keb Moe.
Cannot wait to hear this.
See, Keb Moe is somebody that I got to see at the Bottom Line in New York when I first moved there.
Really?
They were still open. Saw Keb there.
I did not know that.
You did know that.
We've seen them. We've seen Keb Moe several times, but I didn't
bet
know
you were with me. I bet you were with me because
I don't think so.
Because you were visiting at times back then with Teresa, and you didn't. You weren't there at that show.
I distinctly remember we saw Amy Rigby, who we were just talking about, and John Gorka at that time, and a few others. I don't think I was there for Keb Moe. Sure I would have remembered because I love Keb Moe.
I never ever forgot that performance of Keb Moe. So Keb Moe has got this. Whatever.
Yeah, he has it.
Yeah, and G Love and Special Sauce. They're just like a jam band, but not really. I mean, they're really interesting. But this is called Go Crazy, and it's New Noise. Now, if I can find where I queued it up, I'm gonna play it for you right now as New Noise. Stop here, my phone, Medford.
Give this old boy the blues. Talking heads don't make no sense. Nothing to do with the shape I'm in. Need to sing, need to dance. Need to cut loose in a way I can. Gonna fly away, by the free. Be on home, you and me. I'm on the
out way too much. Ain't never gonna be enough. Get up and get me another glass of the funky stuff on the cover. Turn up loud till the neighbors holler. Yeah, and talk about the police. Shake it, I can't change. It's all good, no worries. It's all feeling, no faking. Midnight bacon, lots of love making.
We got the cure for all your pain or frustration.
I'm on love.
Thank you.